Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you remember in Star Wars when Han Solo and Princess Leia barely escape with their lives from the enemy forces of Darth Vader? On their escape journey, Han suggests they go to Cloud City, where one of his buddies, Lando Calrissian, lives. They'll be safe there. So, with new hope, they arrive in Cloud City, and Lando escorts them into a room. As they approach the room, the door opens. Incredibly, Darth Vader is in the room. Do you remember the look on their faces? Disbelief, even horror. This is discouragement when hope flickers. If you're not a Star Wars fan, you still know what I mean. Think of your own example. Perhaps you only need to look in the mirror to see discouragement when hope flickers. Often we look at definitions as we discuss content, so let's consider what some dictionaries offer to define discouragement. Here we go. Hopelessness, dejection, depression, despair, and disappointment. Every one of these words also represents how a person feels when hope flickers. And it can be pretty debilitating. Essentially, when you've done everything you know to do, gone the extra mile, poured out every reserve you have, and you end up in a scenario that simply will not shift, well, that's very discouraging. People were created with brilliant original design. That was God's excellent idea. Additionally, you are created to continually become you. In other words, daily grow and make progress. Essentially, you'll get closer to what God had in mind. So, what do you do when you end up in discouraging circumstances that just won't shift? How do you rise up and use those limiting dynamics as a launch pad into something higher? Something that brings greater glory to God. And something that accomplishes His purpose for your life. You and I know this. In fact, every person alive knows this. Sometimes hope just flickers. At this point, fear rises. Discouragement invades. What if I break or my flame is snuffed out? How can I manage this despair? First, I'd like to share a meaningful scripture, a sincere promise from God. It's from Isaiah 42, verse 3, and then mentioned again in Matthew 12, verse 20. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Notice the references are both Old and New Testament. Yes, Isaiah, God's representative, faithfully proclaims God's tender promise. Then, Jesus repeats this promise when he lives on earth. In other words, God repeats what God first said, but the second time he says it in person, through Jesus, not just through a representative. Truly, a wise person runs to God in devastating circumstances. They cling to his promise. Why would that be? Well, simply because God will never not keep his word. Jesus knows how hard life can become. Remarkably, all of us land in this very place at some point. Life is just hard. Nevertheless, God's response to discouragement is one of hope. Let's talk about renewal for a minute. Here's that verse again. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. What does this actually mean? Well, it means when hope flickers in your heart, God will lift you out of that place. Often it won't look like you imagine. So if you feel broken, perhaps you can't even explain how or why, just turn to Jesus for renewal. Plus, leave the details of how his intervention looks up to him. If your heart is smoldering, almost snuffed out, that's on Jesus' radar. Kindly, he'll do something about it. He promises renewal. If you're in discouragement, when hope flickers, please know God will not break you. He intends to come alongside you and hold you up. In fact, he intends to renew and refresh you by his very own Spirit. Essentially, Jesus is your personal oasis. But there's a caveat. God's help depends squarely on your willingness to accept it. Your faith activates the help he offers. When you believe and obey, his lifeline of hope begins the renewal process. All right, we're going to talk about some action steps back into encouragement. It's one thing to talk about these things. Honestly, talking about them does help a bit. Nevertheless, what you really need is practical action steps to put into place. So, what kinds of action steps help when you're discouraged, when hope flickers? Here we go. I have about 12 action steps that you can put into place that will help make a difference. Number one, admit you are discouraged. Don't deny it. Number two, admit your hope is flickering. Three, now it's time to do something you absolutely can. Put your hope in God. Number four, turn to him, quite literally, and tell him what's going on inside your heart. Five, claim the promise that he will not break you or let your smoldering wick be snuffed out. Number six, let go of how you'd like things to look. Also, how others may assess your life and situation. Number seven, determine you will trust God even if things don't shift or happen in your time frame. Number eight, consider the unique privilege to love God in a scenario that seems hopeless. If everything always goes well, there's no real opportunity to love God in a sacrificial way. 9. Make Habakkuk 3, verse 17, your promise to God. Listen to this verse. Though the fig tree does not bud, no grapes on the vines, the olive crop fails, fields produce no food, no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Fascinating verse. In other words, be joyful in God no matter what. Joy is not a feeling. It's a choice. You can make it even with a broken heart. Okay, going on to action step number 10. Remember, God will never leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 and Hebrews 13, verse 5b. A hopeless situation is the perfect platform to prove you believe God. Number 11, in the middle of your discouragement, when hope flickers, choose to rise up. You are not defined by your situation or your discouragement. And then number 12, by faith, embrace fresh new hope for the future. Practice cheer eagerly expect God to renew you as His hope flows into your discouraged soul. He has abundant supply, and He wants to support you. So, by faith, let Him replenish your supply. Okay, those were some action steps back into encouragement. Now we're going to talk about some daily action steps to help that process. Number one, spend regular time in God's Word. Number two, talk to God honestly and respectfully. Three, journal God's promises. Claim and memorize them. And number four, practice cheer as you wait on God. You know, here's a prayer that I have prayed when discouraged, when my hope flickers. And I invite you to pray it with me now as I share it with you. Dear Father, I come to you very discouraged. I believe you are exactly who you claim. Plus, I do trust you. But you know also how weary I am, and you see the details of my situation. Humanly, I have good reason to be discouraged. That's why my hope flickers. Actually, I think you agree with me. Yet I know well enough by now that you see this is an opportunity to keep your promises to me. So, Lord, even in tears, I am telling you, I choose to get up. Further, I know you will not break me. You will not put out my flame of hope. I know you deeply love me. Thank you for giving your life for me on the cross. And thank you for overcoming this world I still live in. In faith, with a broken heart, I rise up yet again into your hope. Fan my flickering hope with your abundant supply of hope. Heal my spirit. Jesus, please do what I cannot do. First, in my heart. Second, in my situation. And now, I thank you ahead of time, though I can't see what your help will look like. One more thing I want to say to you. Even if you don't change my situation, even if you intend some other intervention I can't imagine, even if I must wait longer to see your provision, I will not turn from you. Because, Jesus, you are my very life. In you, I have stronger hope than anywhere else. Thank you for sharing yourself with me in this special way. I love you back, and I trust you no matter what happens. Amen. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's content. Number one, are you discouraged? Number two, what's causing your hope to flicker? Why are you downcast? 3. Are you willing and ready to put your hope in God, even if it looks or feels terrible right now? Number 4. Do you trust God's love for you? Can you accept He has a purpose for your life? Number 5. What simple thing or things can you do to embrace renewal from Christ? 6. Have you identified God's representatives that bring messages of encouragement in your times of discouragement? Number 7. Further, have you recognized Jesus personally repeats promises to your heart? 8. Equally amazing, have you accepted you are a spokesperson to others? Tell them God will not break them. Plus, He won't snuff out flickering hope. Number 9. As a mouthpiece for God, faithfully speak into others' lives by modeling trust in God's promises. And number 10. Why not encourage someone to trust God and rise up into new hope? Who do you need to walk with in their discouragement? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use the online player at the top of each of our articles. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.